so much for tuning into this episode. I am so glad to be back. As you may have seen on my Instagram, I have been saying that I'm going to post another episode for quite a few weeks now. I think I've maybe had about 6 weeks off, and there are lots of reasons for that, and I will get into that in today's episode. So today I'm just going to be giving you a little bit of a life update, telling you what's going on with me. There's not going to be really any proper topic to this episode. I'm just going to be chatting away basically and just giving you an update on where I've been. If you're new here and you've never listened to this podcast before, my name is Olivia. I'm a fully qualified nail technician and I have been for over 2 years now. I work self-employed out of my home salon, which has just had a little bit of a renovation, and I'll talk about that in a minute. I absolutely love my job. I am passionate about all things nails, as you can probably guess. And if you are a nail tech or you're just a nail lover, you've definitely found the right place, and I would love for you to stick around and listen. So the first big life update I have is I became an auntie, which I have not announced on any of my social media platforms, just because my sister's a very private person, so I wanted to respect that. I don't think that she will mind me sharing on here that she's had a baby. I won't be revealing any more than that, but it has been honestly one of the greatest joys in my life, and that's sort of one of the reasons why I haven't had time to film and post an episode, just because any free time that I've had, I've been trying to go and see her and spend some time with her. In fact, it's taken everything in me today to stay here at home and film this episode instead of going to see her, because my sister does live over an hour away. So it's sort of like a whole day trip when I go. It takes up my whole day, and I really desperately wanted to go and see her today, but I knew that I needed to post this episode, and I really wanted to as well, because I have really missed posting a podcast every week. It's something that I really enjoy doing, and I just think that it's a nice way of getting my thoughts out, and it's really therapeutic for me, so I've definitely missed it. But I am missing my sister and my niece very much today. Knowing that I could be there giving, you know, having baby snuggles is sort of eating me up inside, but I will go and see her at my next opportunity, that's for sure. So that is the biggest thing that has happened in my life, and you know, as you can imagine, family is more important than anything. So it was really important that I just took a step back from everything. Even posting on Instagram and TikTok has been a little bit harder, just because I've struggled with time as well. And it's not only down to the fact that I became an auntie, it is also because I am quite busy with clients at the moment, which obviously I am so grateful for. At the end of the day, my clients are the most important thing to me, and that is what my business is. That's how I make money every day. So that has obviously been my priority, and filming content for social media. Well, I have been filming content for social media. I remember to do that bit, but the editing is a little bit more time consuming. So I just haven't had chance to edit all of the videos that I've been filming, because it's just been taking a step back from the rest of the things that I've been busy with. As I mentioned earlier, I have also had a little bit of a salon re- oh my god, I can't talk. This isn't going to go well, is it? A little bit of a salon renovation. I am still in the same room that I was in, but as you can tell, I'm in a different spot. If you're watching this on YouTube, you'll be able to see I'm not sat in the same spot. And it feels so much better in here. I feel like ever since I became a nail tech and I converted this room into a salon, it was never quite how I wanted it to be. And I think I've had it in 3 or 4 different layouts so far, because it is a very small room. It's the box room in my house. It's a bigger box room, like you could fit a double bed in here, but it is still a small room for a salon. So I've had it in lots of different configurations, and nothing has ever felt right. It's never felt completed, and it never has been completed. wanted. I've never been able to afford to do exactly what I wanted to do with it. There are still little like niggly bits that I need to do, like I need to paint the skirting boards and buy some more pictures for my gallery wall. But for the most part now, especially with the configuration and the layout of everything, I am more than happy with it. And I've got some really nice new chairs, which I love. Every time my client has sat on the chair that I've got in here for them now, they've been like, oh my god, this is so comfy. And I'm like, you're welcome. Because the ones I had before, they were perfectly fine, but they also didn't match my colour scheme either, so I just wanted to have a bit of an upgrade of everything. I bought a new coffee machine, I've had new flooring put down. Harvey very kindly laid my flooring for me. He spent one of his Saturdays doing it, and I went out to IKEA with my sister. I came back and it was completely done. He is honestly just an angel, and to be honest, he's done most of the things in here. Like, I needed all of my shelves moving, which are now currently either side of me from where I'm sat doing clients. This is where I sat, where I sit when I'm doing clients. So my shelves for my gel polishes and detail paints are either side of me, which looks so much better and is a lot more convenient, and I can actually lay them all out in a nice aesthetically pleasing way, because before I sort of had them double stacked on those IKEA shelves that everybody has, and I still have those IKEA shelves, but I've sort of stacked them in a different way. So that feels a lot better as well. What else have I done? I bought some beautiful paintings and prints from charity shops. I really wanted my gallery wall, because my gallery wall before was just black and white photos and black frames, but my gallery wall is on a black wall, so it never quite looked how I wanted it to, and I wanted it to stand out a little bit more. So I went out to I think about 6 different charity shops in one day, and I bought lots of lovely paintings. I also bought a really lovely gold round mirror as well, so that looks much better. I will be posting a salon tour hopefully this week. If you want to go and watch that on my YouTube, I'll do a long version on YouTube and then a shorter version on TikTok and Instagram. So I will definitely post on my stories when that is uploaded. I've also bought some lovely new mugs and glasses, and I've got now like a nice little snack station on my set of drawers, and it just feels nice and completed and exactly how I want it. And now I feel like I can stay in here for at least another good year, because I was at my house, it's a 3-bedroom house, but we've also got a workshop in the back garden. So my dad built that when I was very young, when he lived here, and it's just almost like a big outbuilding just made of concrete blocks, and like an outhouse, I suppose you would describe it. And it's been converted into a bedroom at one point, and now it's just used for storage. And I was very I was contemplating quite a lot about turning it into my salon space, because it would be a lot bigger than this room, and I probably would have space for another desk to go in there, so I could have another a nail tech in there, or I could have a chair where somebody could come in and do lashes and eyebrows, which I know my clients would love, because they would love to be able to just get everything done in one place, and doing other treatments isn't something I'm going to do. That is still like my long-term plan. I would love to go out there and renovate that and make that into what I've just described, but I feel a lot more content in this room right now. Before, I was feeling very like cramped and like I was outgrowing the space, but after organizing it and changing the layout a little bit, it's just made me feel a lot fresher, and I think it was the perfect time to do it in this change of season. I cannot even explain how excited I am for autumn. Hang on, side note, can we talk about the weather? I know this is a very British thing for me to be talking about, but I don't understand what is happening with the weather. It's frustrating me, and I was so ready to just go into autumn. It started to get colder and it was a bit rainy, and I was all here for it. I was excited for it. And now, for some reason, the sun's decided to come out. Like, on Friday and Saturday last week, it was like 25 degrees or something ridiculous like that, and it just feels like it's not the right time. The sun just needs to go away. Today is okay. It's like, I don't know, how many degrees is it? 13 degrees. So I can live with that. That's perfect. The sun is shining, which is lovely. But yeah, I'm just very excited for autumn. All of the leaves are falling already all over my car. Down my street, it's just like rows of trees all the way down. So I park on the road, and I have to park directly over under a tree, and all of the leaves just fall on my car, and it's like all sappy as well, so my car's always like really sticky. I have to get it cleaned like every couple of weeks, which is very annoying, but I am glad to see the leaves falling is what I'm trying to say. And I have been doing some really lovely autumn sets of nails already. I think all of my clients are feeling the exact same way as me, and they're ready for autumn. They're ready for some dark nails. So I am very excited and very happy to be doing those. I mentioned this on one of my day in the life vlogs that I've just posted. That's on my YouTube. That's another thing that I'm going to talk about in a minute. But Polished by Lauren talked about this a little bit on one of her TikTok videos. She was saying that a lot of nail techs are experiencing burnout at the moment, and she was explaining it's because of the way the seasons work. So she sort of described it as like March to September is basically all spring summer nails, and then from obviously September to October it's autumn nails, and then October it's Halloween nails, and then November we're moving into Christmas nails. So this time of year moves really quickly, and you continue to get your creative spark back because you're constantly doing something different and you're always working with different colours, and people want a variety of different designs. Whereas during that like March to September spring summer season, it's very much just doing the same thing over and over again. You're using the same bright colours or pastels, and you're doing the same designs that are on trend, and it can get very boring, and that's why us nail techs can experience a bit of burnout. So if you are experiencing that now, hopefully in the coming weeks that will go away. It's already started to go away for me a bit already, with all my lovely clients allowing me to do autumn nails on them. I just feel like I have got my energy back, and it's making me want to film content again. I am enjoying painting nails again. I'm just so ready for this change of season. I can feel that it's making a difference in my mood already. So I'm a happy girl at the moment. So as I mentioned just before, I am starting to post on YouTube. Obviously, I post my podcasts on YouTube. So if you are just listening to this on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, just a reminder that I do post it on YouTube, so you can watch it as well if you want to. So because I like filming content and editing content, I thought it would be nice to sort of dive into the YouTube side of things. It's something that I've always wanted to do for a really long time. In fact, when I was, how old was I? Maybe about 15, I would post little videos of myself on YouTube. I did like a get ready with me. What else did I do? Like little clothing hauls, tutorials on how I did my hair. I was so cute. I think I still actually have those videos privated on my YouTube, which is so funny. I think I watched them a couple of years ago and I was like, oh my god. But it's something that I've always wanted to do and I've always really enjoyed doing. Even back then, I loved filming them and I loved editing them. It was more just the embarrassment that got in the way. So I would always get really self-conscious that somebody from school would see me, you know, see my YouTube videos, and it would make me really nervous. So that's what made me stop posting them. Oh my god, I just remembered as well that I filmed, when I got my first car, I actually filmed a car tour. Which is just so funny. Oh my god, how cringe. I wonder if one day I'll maybe share one of those videos. But yeah, so like I said, it's something I really enjoyed doing. And I think that now I do nails, I have a real sort of, like purpose with it. So before I didn't really know what to post, or it sort of felt like very egotistical, like people should just be interested in me. But now that I do nails, it's sort of more like, it's not just about me, it's about what I'm doing as well. And I want to film longer form content, so tutorials and stuff. I have just posted my first day in the life vlog. If you follow me on TikTok or Instagram, you know that I love doing my little day in the lives. So I posted a longer version of it. I think it's about 25 minutes long, which is a lot longer than my 90 second ones that I post on TikTok and Instagram, but it gives a lot more of like a raw and unfiltered look into my day. Obviously, when you're just posting a 90 second video, there's only so much that you can show, and there's only so much that you can fit into that time. Whereas when you post on YouTube, obviously the length of the video is endless. So I did want to keep it nice and long and a nice chunky video, because I love watching nice long videos on YouTube. I much prefer a video that is like 20 minutes or longer, just because that way I don't have to sit and scroll and look for another video. So anyway, I hope that you all enjoy watching that. I would really appreciate if you went to watch it and showed me some support, and let me know what you thought, if there was anything that I could improve, if there's anything you would like to see in particular over on my YouTube channel. I would love to know all of your thoughts, because it really does help me in the content I create. Obviously, you don't always know that what you're making is what people want to see. So when people directly tell you what they want to see, it makes it a hell of a lot easier to post that content. I also wanted to talk about my brand ambassadorship with Nebovi. So I have had such a huge amount of support from people using my discount code, and I just wanted to say a very special thank you to anyone that has supported me by using that code. I know that it obviously gives you guys a little bit of a discount, but I do earn money from you using my code, and it really truly means so much to me. I have made so much more than I ever thought I would. To be honest, I didn't really think about it when Sadie asked me to be a brand ambassador. I was just so excited that she wanted me to be a part of Nebovi. I felt really privileged, and I didn't really think of the money side of things, but having that passive income has really helped, and it really is an incredible feeling to know that people, you know, that follow my content and watch me use all of her tools, trust me enough to go and buy them and to also use them. So thank you so much to anyone that has used my code for Nebovi. And if you do want to use it, it's just Olivia5, and it gives you a nice little 5% discount. And if you want to know which drill bits are my favourite, I have quite a few videos over on my TikTok and Instagram that you can go and watch, and take my recommendations if you would like. Honestly, what Sadie has done with Nebovi and the growth that she's had in the short amount of time that she has had Nebovi is just incredible, and she's become a friend of mine. She truly is a lovely, lovely person, and is constantly striving to do her best. And I've become quite close with Alex and Beth as well. So Alex is Alex Did Your Nails on Instagram, and Beth is Studio by Hannah Beth. And I've become quite close with those two as well, because we all have a group chat that we chat in usually on a daily basis. And they also have discount codes too, if you would like to go and support them and use them also. I know that Sadie said that a lot of people switch between us, which I think is so lovely, that you want to support all three of us. But yeah, the fact that I have friends in them, and you know, honestly, the support in the nail community is just incredible, and it's something that I never thought about or never comprehended when I became a nail technician. That just wasn't at the forefront of my mind. I think when I first became a nail tech, I was like, yes, I get to work on my own. I don't have to have colleagues to answer to or a boss to answer to. And I don't have to worry about getting along with people. Obviously, I have to get along with my clients, but I don't have to work with the same people every day. That was like exciting to me, that I could just work on my own. But obviously very quickly realized that it's not all rainbows and sunshine. It is quite difficult working on your own. So having the support from other nail techs and being able to lean on them if you're going through a tough time is super important. So if you are a new nail tech, I do urge you to reach out to people that are in the same position as you, and you will feel less lonely. It's something that I have touched on, I think, in multiple of these episodes, because I think it's something that's really important. I think it's so easy to get wrapped up in your own life and your own head, and you can spiral very easily when you work on your own. So just remember that there are other people out there that are going through similar things that you are, and or have been through similar things, and they're there to support you if you need it. Recently I went through a really hard time with a client, and I'm not going to go into too much detail and tell the whole story just because I feel like it's a little bit too fresh. I probably will tell the story one day because I think that it's something that people need to hear and need to know that it happens in the industry. I don't think it's something that's often talked about, but essentially I had to sort of they say like break up with a client, which was really difficult, and it escalated quite quickly. But I really leaned on, obviously, Harvey was really helpful in that situation because he has a more of an outside point of view, so I find his advice and opinion really helpful. But also having Sadie, Alex and Beth to talk to about it and to help me through that, because they've either experienced it or they know what that feeling is like, was just such an amazing feeling. I remember there was one day last week where I was very close to sort of falling really hard into my anxiety, and I have had anxiety attacks in the past, like panic attacks. Nothing too crazy, only a couple of times in my life, but I could sort of feel myself going that way. Because I was obviously at home on my own when all of it was happening. But I really opened up to my friends and used them to lean on, and they were more help than they would ever know. So I am very grateful for that. I don't know where that little rant came from, but yeah, that's something that's also been happening in my life that I've been struggling with at the moment, but I'm trying to move past it and move on from it and not hold on to the feelings that I was feeling. I think that things happen for a reason. I'm a massive believer in that, and I just have to see it that way and see it in a positive way instead of looking at it negatively. It's obviously really easy to be negative in certain situations, but I'm trying very hard to not be, and to remember that everything happens for a reason and that I'm fine and my business will be fine, and it's not that big of a deal. So I think they're all the major sort of life updates that I have. I didn't want to just come back with an episode that had a topic. I wanted to just have a little chat and catch up with you guys. I would love to know what you guys have been up to as well, if you want to DM me on Instagram. Before I go, I do want to talk a little bit about the podcast and where I want Nailing It to go. So I'm going to go back to aiming to posting once a week. That didn't make sense. You know what I mean. I want to post once a week again, which is really difficult sometimes, but I'm going to try and keep on top of it. I now have changed the structure of my week, so I have every Tuesday off. I have all day every Tuesday off, so I'm going to use that as either a content day or a day to go and see my sister. So I'm going to try and keep on top of filming episodes every week and posting them every Wednesday. Fingers crossed. I'm not promising anything because I know that life can get in the way. And like I said before, my clients are my priority. So if I just end up not having time to do this, then that's totally fine. And I'm going to give myself grace and not put pressure on myself. I've been really trying to work on that recently as well. but basically, I want to post once a week, and I want to obviously do a topic each episode, but I also want to work on getting more guests on the podcast. So I do have a couple of people in mind that I would love to have on an episode, but I struggle a little bit with how to record it and film it. So if you guys could let me know how you thought the episode with Lauren was. I mean, I thought it sounded fine. I would like it to sound a little bit more professional and be able to have the other person sound a lot clearer, like I sound right now, instead of it being that muffled sound that you get through Zoom. But if you guys are happy with listening to it like that, then I will continue to do it that way until I have enough money where I can invite people to actually come and sit in front of me. Obviously, that is not possible right now. But yeah, if you could let me know how you thought that episode with Lauren sounded, and if you're happy for me to just record it that way. I really cannot talk today, can I? Oh my goodness. I'm sorry that I'm stumbling over my words so much. Obviously, I'm out of practice. I will get back to being better at this again. And then I also wanted to talk about the structure of the episodes. So obviously, before I was doing How to Nail It and Salon Scares. But obviously, because I have only a small amount of listens for each episode, I was getting a very limited number of submissions, which is totally fine. I am 100% okay with that, but I'm gonna think about maybe like a different way to do it. So I was thinking maybe having like a nail tech spotlight every episode, where I spotlight one nail tech that's really stood out to me on social media for whatever reason, whether it's their content or whether it's their, you know, amazing nails, whatever it is. I was thinking about highlighting one person every week, which I think would be a really lovely thing to do, because I think having a bit more positivity in the world never hurts, obviously. And I think maybe the salon scares was maybe like a little bit too much of a negative segment to do. So that's one thing that I've thought of. I am still going to keep my How to Nail It segment, but I will probably just do it from Instagram DMs. So I get a lot of DMs asking questions. So I will probably just go on my DMs, pick a question, ask the person if they mind me answering it on my podcast, and then doing it that way instead of relying on people emailing me. Just because, like I said, I didn't have that many submissions. If any of you have any suggestions for guests that you would like to see on the podcast, then do let me know. You can let me know via Instagram DMs if you want, and I will put them all on a list and reach out to some people and get organised with my episodes. But yeah, so I think that's all I have to talk about. I have been chatting on for I think close to 30 minutes, so I think that's a bit of enough of a life update from me. I hope you're all well. Thank you for being patient with me, and if you're listening to this episode after 6 weeks of not posting, thank you so much. And if you have a spare 5 minutes, I would love for you to leave a review on the podcast. That would mean the world to me. I have noticed that some of you have reviewed it already, which is so super lovely. And if you're watching on YouTube, leave me a comment saying hi, and I will make sure that I respond. But yeah, thank you so much for listening to me ramble on about my life, and I will be sure to be back next week. Fingers crossed.